What's up, everyone, and welcome to something completely new. Very, very new, very different. We call this Breaking Blue. TBD, I guess, but Breaking Blue, that's what we're called. I'm Nolan Fleming. I'm one of the co-hosts. You might know me. You probably don't, but if you did, it would probably be from Big Blue News Podcast and other stuff. I just go ahead and let you introduce yourself.
Hi guys, I'm Wyatt Huff. I cover Kentucky men's basketball and football for Athlon Sports, and I run an Instagram page called Wildcat Wave.
Mr. Wildcat Wave himself, Wyatt Huff, ladies and gentlemen. All right.
Yeah.
So basically, we have started this podcast to just talk about Kentucky sports, University of Kentucky sports, football, basketball. I'm sure there'll be a little bit of us like some different stuff in there. We're gonna be a rifle podcast, I think. I'll be on site.
Yeah, don't get your hopes up.
I mean, I can do it. Just give me a I'm sure I could get a pass. Probably
Yeah.
not. But
I could try, but no promises. Basketball will take up a lot of time.
what's another sport we could do other than like rifle? That's just really like unorthodox. Let's think here. Club rugby.
Holy crap, yeah. I
I
watch
pra
them practice a lot. I work out in the Johnson over there, so
There went my camera.
can actually watch the rugby practice.
Dude, I run next to them all the time whenever they're running practices. I'll run around the field over there and they just play rugby and it's hilarious. National champions though, so they must be pretty good. But we're
Yeah.
not talking about rugby, unfortunately, today.
Oh, it's football time in the Bluegrass.
It's Thursday, August 29th, as of recording, which means we are literally two sleeps away from college football in the bluegrass state of Kentucky. It's time.
Amazing.
I've waited so long for this moment. This is the most wonderful time of the year for me. Actually got games going on tonight. I believe Minnesota, North Carolina going to be the big one tonight. I got North Carolina winning that one, but I think it's going to be that'll be a good game. But Kentucky takes on Southern Miss at Kroger Field at 7:45, probably realistically 8 o'clock Saturday for their season opener. It's going to be a fun one. We're going to actually have a light show this year, Wyatt. And I'm very excited to see the new things we're adding to Kentucky football. It feels like the start of a new era. So, Wyatt, what do you think?
I'm excited. It's about time we get the lights. And, we've been wanting it for what, like 2 or 3 years now? Everybody else had it. Now we finally get it. We also have a Club Blue NIL beer. I'm under 21, so I can't partake. But either way, I mean, it's exciting times.
NIL at its finest, ladies and gentlemen. We're actually like making our own beers now. Next should be bourbon. They should actually make their own bourbon. Like
Oh, I'm surprised they haven't thought of that yet.
that thing would like it would clear off the shelf within 15 minutes. Put a UK logo on like I don't know Woodford Reserve or something. I mean that's
It's more
expensive, but
money.
still it's so much more
It's more
money.
money.
Did you
More
see the
money.
I believe it was Maxwell Harrison and Brock Vandegrift in a Hilton downtown Lexington commercial. Did you see
Yep.
that?
Yeah.
See, NIL feels a lot better here than it was, which that was a hilarious commercial. I very
Yeah.
much.
It looked much, no offense to Reading Raw, but it's much better production than that one.
Yeah, no
Not
doubt.
what
No doubt. But as far as Kentucky football goes, it's going to be hard to really get a read on this team. Probably week one feels like Mark Stoops usually, especially on offense, likes to cover up his playbook a little bit and get ready for, because especially when there's a major game, week two or three, and we literally have South Carolina and Georgia back to back, which are going to be huge games for the program and huge games for the season. So I don't know. What do you think people should expect?
Honestly, I mean, it's a really tough schedule. I mean, the team is looking on paper probably the best, if not ever, in a long, long time. And And it's just a tough schedule. I mean, it's a tough beat, especially for away games. The
Oh, yeah.
Cats got to go to Texas, Ole Miss. If I'm missing some, you can jump in here.
Florida.
Florida. But yeah, I mean, you get the point. At Tennessee, I mean,
Yeah.
it's a really tough away schedule. And then you get Georgia at home. But I mean, to be honest, I don't think we win that. But we're just in a tough spot because it's a really, really good team, but a hard schedule.
Well, let's go ahead and do this. We talked about doing this, so let's get it out there. Kentucky football's record for the year. We're gonna go game by game. We're gonna go run through the schedule. Southern Miss, I'm taking that as a win.
Hey, took.
So the line, by the way, the spread for that game is Kentucky minus 28. The over under is 49.5. I actually think Kentucky's gonna cover the 28. No, I'm taking a huge risk, but I just think this is a different season. This is a different vibe around this week one game compared to any week one game in a long time.
That's where I'm like kind of iffy because I mean, there's just a track record there of us. Kentucky struggling. Stoops kind of, I don't know. I mean, it's just that first game jitters, and I don't see us covering the, what do you say, 29 and a half?
28.
28 and a half. I don't see that being covered.
I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take it. But
The
I
track
am.
record
I've already put money on it, by the way. So let the record show
there.
that. So you've either witnessed me before losing money or witnessed me before I came out on top. So next week, of course, South Carolina at Kentucky. This will be 3:30 on ABC. I'm gonna take Kentucky in this one. I don't think South Carolina's very good, but they have beat us 2 years in a row.
Me too. I'll take the Cats as well. They're starting a quarterback that I don't even know if he's played much at that position, at least starting anywhere.
No, he hasn't.
I'll take the Cats there. What, have they had the spread release for that?
No, there's no spread for that game yet, but the ESPN matchup predictor does say that Kentucky has a 55.6% chance of winning that one. So,
The thing about that game is it's so early in the season that if you lose, then that'll set a tone for the rest of the season, and you basically need to win that game.
on the flip side of that coin, though, if you win that game, the next week is Georgia, number one Georgia. But if you win that game, imagine the hype going into the Georgia game. It's going to be unreal. We're going to get probably game day here.
Another reason to why that South Carolina game such a must win, because
I think
if
we'll
you
get game
lose,
day here if we go 2-0 in that game.
I can't imagine if you lose that South Carolina game, what the next week will be like.
It will be really depressing in that stadium, and it's going to be
Yeah.
one where I'm going to contemplate selling a ticket.
A lot of pressure on the
As
South
far
Carolina game.
as who comes out on top in the Georgia-Kentucky game, that won't be at 7:30 on ABC. I'm going to take Georgia.
Me too.
Georgia's Georgia. I think Kentucky has a better chance this year than last year, personally. I'm not saying we will beat them. I don't think that's happening, but I think it will be closer for sure.
Last year you ran into a Georgia team that was unreal. I mean, they're unreal defense, Brock Bowers, Stetson Bennett, but you had them at night.
Yeah, it was tough.
And
And that was a
that
terrible
place
game.
at night is unbelievable.
Yeah, it was a brutal game to watch. I think with it being at Kroger Field, I think it's not going to be an easier game, but it's more in their advantage than it has been in a long time. So
Yeah.
the week after that.
Everyone likes home court advantage.
Oh yeah.
Home field
And
advantage.
also we got a guy, I mean, I'm not saying always a spy or anything like that, but Brock Vandegrift as a quarterback, I mean, he understands Georgia a lot better than anyone we've ever had, probably under center, as far as like probably how to beat them, maybe their flaws on defense. I'm sure that there has to be some effect like that.
And the thing is with Brock, I mean, he was on the bench watching every snap. So I mean,
Oh,
when you're
yeah.
on the bench, you can see everything that goes on when you're unlike when you're actually on the field playing. So he actually saw everything. He was in the team meeting, so he probably has all the notes for that.
Yeah, I think that's going to be important. Also, you hopefully have Chip Traynham back for that game. I would assume you do. Would love to have him back South Carolina though. Would hate for his tune-up game to be against Georgia.
That would be bad.
That would be terrible. You need him to
I feel like
probably play South Carolina before he goes and gets hit by semi trucks all day.
that's a welcome to the
I
SEC
wouldn't think. I actually wouldn't think he'd start if he is healthy that week. I would think that DSK stays running back number one, and then Tranum maybe second. Heck, he might not even be second. He might be third in that game. That might be
I
Jason
know
Patterson
Stoops.
still.
I think it was Monday night I was calling, so I think Stoops was talking about DSK and how he was that close to Chip in the depth chart, that close to starting. Like, they're that close together as a player, and that just shows, like, I think we're in good hands for at
That's
least
it.
a
That's
couple times.
encouraging. That's encouraging
Yeah.
to hear. And I thought he was good last year, even on the snaps that he was in for. I think he's a solid player. He had success at North Carolina State. So I think we're going to be fine on that end. But if we have Trainum back, I would love, again, if we can have him back by South Carolina, it'd be great to have him back for that one. Game one against Georgia would suck for him. Next week would be Ohio, Kentucky. Don't think we got to talk too much about this. I'm taking the Cats. The
Yep,
Wildcats,
easy
of course,
dub.
not the Bobcats. Then the next week, oh my God, you go to the Grove in Oxford and take on what currently sixth ranked Ole Miss at noon. I'm gonna take Kentucky to lose this one as well.
Me too. It's hard to play there. At Ole Miss is better than the last time the Cats went there.
I think so too. Ole Miss is legit national championship contender this year, probably. Best team maybe in history of that program. The next week you have Vanderbilt coming
Hey,
into town.
back to Ole Miss, they still have Jackson Dart, I believe, right?
They do. Dart's still there. I think he's gonna be a. I actually think he's a dark horse for the Heisman this year.
There for a while.
Yeah, he was there last time we played him over there. The next week, though, Kentucky welcomes Vanderbilt to Kroger Field. That game will be at whatever time it's at. I'm going to take Kentucky in this one. I don't think Vanderbilt's going to be very good at all this year.
Yeah.
So maybe another one we really don't have to talk too much about. The next week, though, this schedule is brutal. My God. I haven't talked about it extensively like this. And the more you talk about it and go through it, the more you just really, really, really
Yes,
hate it.
I sat down one night and was looking through the whole schedule kind of for about 15, 20 minutes, just going, wow, like
It's
it gets brutal.
insane. It's insane. Definitely the hardest one since Stoops has been here. No question about that. So at Florida is the next game. Kentucky at Florida. I'm taking the Cats to win this one.
Actually picked the Cats too in my prediction.
Oh, there we go. We're
I
agreeing a
think,
little too much
I
here,
just
man.
think. The thing about it is, this is the one that's kind of a toss-up for me, just because I think the Cats have had Florida's number recently, and I think they can go back down there and win again.
I say that I kind of proceed with caution on that one a little bit. I love dominating Florida like the Cats have lately, but eventually Florida's due to get their lick back in.
Yeah.
Eventually, and that might be
It's
this year.
not like the Cats in Louisville, you know.
If they win 4 years in
Well,
a row, though, against Florida,
that
I mean, come on, dude, that'd be the greatest thing. Imagine telling myself like 8, 9 years ago that Kentucky's going to dominate Florida like that in football. Man, that'd be insane.
unbelievable.
So the next one is Auburn at Kentucky. I'm going to take Auburn to win this one.
I think I'll actually take the Cats on this one.
Well, we finally disagree. Kentucky,
I actually.
my reasoning for that is there's always a game with Stoops that we drop that we definitely 100% should not be losing. That's going to be this game.
I will say my boss is an Auburn fan or
Oh,
Auburn
man.
media. So I will be calling him a lot that week and saying, hey, how's the team looking? So, but yeah, from what I've heard so far, they've actually been better than what they have been. But I don't know. I mean, the Cats barely play Auburn, so. But it's at home, and I'll take the Cats.
So right now, I think I have them at 3 losses. I think you have them at, I believe, 2. So the next week, Kentucky at Tennessee. I think we might agree on this one. I don't think Kentucky's winning that one either. Tennessee's
No,
going to be one, though.
cannot pick the Cats to win at Tennessee.
I can't even pick them to win against Tennessee right now until they do it. I mean, it's just not happening.
No.
So, and also, I think Tennessee's going to be good this year. I think they're gonna
They have
actually,
a really, really good quarterback.
yeah, I think Nico's gonna really set them to a new standard. Then the next game, this after the bye week, it's be November 16th. Murray State at Kentucky, another one we really probably don't need to talk about. So I'm taking Kentucky on that one. Murray State
Me
wins that
too.
game, then you probably need to just clean house.
Oh,
Like, come on. I'll be welcoming some friends probably over for that game. I'm looking forward to that. See some familiar faces.
know some friends that go to Murray, and I can imagine if they win that game.
I do. Oh, dude, that'd be so terrible. Like, why? They play Missouri tonight, actually.
Oh, really?
Go Racers. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, we cheer for them when they're not playing Kentucky.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
we
it's
cheer for
one of
them
those.
so hard that we were
Yeah.
mad in 2021 or 2022 whenever they were on the same side of a bracket as us. We'd be playing them in the second round, but don't worry, guys. St. Peter's took care of that problem for us. So there we go.
Yeah.
Thanks, John. Anyway, next game will be Kentucky at currently number 4, Texas. No brainer. Texas is winning that one. I don't think Kentucky takes that one.
Me too, and we talked about this on the phone before I got on here.
Yeah, we did.
I've actually been thinking about going to that game, and it's just a part of it. It's so late in the season, and we don't know how the Cats will be at that point. And it anyway, no matter if they're good or bad, it's going to be really hard to win there.
I
And
think
Texas is
that
the top team in the country, and if that Texas is, it will likely be at night.
so for me, that's loss number 5, I believe. Let me see. Georgia, Ole Miss, Auburn, Tennessee. Yep, that's 5 for me. But
Be at 4 losses for me.
I just think Texas is actually my favorite to win the national championship this year. I think this is their year. Quinn Ewers is a stud.
That would be an unbelievable trip to go to, maybe,
It would
even if
be
the Cats
if and
are.
I obviously for all these games too, where I say, oh, they're not going to win. Obviously, I hope I'm wrong. I want 16-0 national championship. 16 games now, right? Yeah, 12-team playoff. I think that's 16.
Is it?
I think so, because don't you have to play a quarterfinal, a semifinal, and the title game if you're like a top
Oh,
seed?
okay. Yeah.
So, obviously, that's what I'm hoping for. And then the last one in Lexington, Louisville and Kentucky. I am taking Kentucky in that one.
I'll take Kentucky too. I mean,
Come at me.
it's the track record there. I mean,
Stop acting like you're a good program.
Louisville has got to prove it.
I think they're going to be good this year. Louisville is, but we all know who's going to win that game. It's not a question.
I mean, you saw what happened last year.
That was so
They
fun.
thought they had the Cats. They thought they had their number, and Stoops
Was
went
not
in
meant to
there,
be.
and no,
This won't be a blowout, I think.
they got their hearts broken.
So that means I have them at 7-5. That means you have them at 8-4. So pretty much exactly what everyone else is predicting is what we just predicted. So there you have it.
Yeah, there's a lot of 8-4, 7-5, with the occasional 6-6 going around.
I've seen a couple 9-3s, but I've always looked at them like, whoa, like, what are you drinking,
Yeah,
dude?
9-3 is kind of insane.
I think that's
Now,
nuts.
I tend more on the side of 7-5, 8-4. Again, that Florida game is kind of a toss-up for me, and I could see it say the same for that Auburn game.
So 7-5, 8-4. I see that I don't want to say I see it as a successful year. I think, we need to win one of those hard road games, in my
It's
opinion.
one of those. It's one of those we've got to realize that now that Texas and Oklahoma are in the
It's
SEC,
gonna be hard.
and with the schedule we got this year, it's hard. And people have got to realize that 7-5, 8-4 may be a good season now. 9-3 may be your new 10-2.
Also, 9-3 now means something different. You're an actual playoff contender now with a
Yeah,
nine and
yeah,
three
yeah.
season.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll probably be in the hunt. You won't be like straight up, but
Wouldn't it
still.
be great to be in the hunt for the playoffs?
Dude, we're gonna
But
be one day, I think. I just don't know if it's this year. I think it's gonna be an interesting year to watch. I'm excited for at least the first 3 weeks. The first 3 weeks I'm
so
stoked
excited.
for. I got my season pass. I'm ready. All three. Sorry, mom and dad, I won't be home anytime soon. I'm looking forward to it a lot. I'm looking forward to Saturday quite a bit.
I'm actually going home Saturday night right after the game. Got a
I'm
fantasy
actually
football
Sunday.
draft. Got a fantasy football draft next Sunday.
Who you drafting? I already drafted for me.
I don't know yet. I do have the first pick, so a lot of pressure's on me, but
I took McCaffrey with I had the first pick. I took McCaffrey.
okay.
Knowing my luck, this will be the year he decides to get hurt again.
That's the problem with him. Is you've gotta watch his injuries. He's pretty injury prone.
He's very injury prone, dude. I mean, he's. But when he got to San Francisco, he's been better about it. So I'm gonna
Yeah.
take it. I'm gonna take the risk there. Who's your MVP for football this year, you think? And for Kentucky?
MVPs. It's a hard word
Let's
because,
do this. Let's do this. Let's take offensive and defensive.
okay. Offensive, I'll go Barry on.
Okay. I'm gonna say my
And
offensive pick is gonna be someone that's gonna surprise a lot of people, and it's gonna be Chip Traynham.
okay. I could also see Demory Maclin kind
I
of
think he's going to be
crowding at
good.
that
Yeah.
three spot.
I agree with that. Dan Key, I think, could be due a pretty solid
Yeah,
season, too.
yeah.
We need a
And
drumming man.
I've heard that him and Berrion have actually gained a lot of strength and look like they're doing really good.
Junior season, Berrion Brown has me very excited.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be fun to watch.
That's one of the things that the Southern Miss coach kind of talked about yesterday was they've got Berrion Brown on their radar
He
and
said that he was
they
the best talent he's ever coached against, too,
know. Yeah.
and then also noted that he coached against Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
That's high praise for sure.
Oh, super high praise.
You think we get another year of Barry on? Because I don't think we do.
I don't think so. I mean,
He's gonna be a he's gonna be a solid pick.
last year the NFL scouts kind of took notice, especially his freshman year, but last year with what he had to deal with,
Yeah.
but yeah, with what he had to deal with, I think the scouts kind of took notice and were kind of like, okay. And I think this year will probably be the last star before he goes to the league.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with that. I think Dan Key comes back. I think we'll
I
get
think
another year of
so
him.
too.
I think we'll get. I don't. We, I, can we get another year of Traynham?
Think so.
I think we.
He
I
might be
think.
a, actually, he might be a graduate.
I can't remember if he is or not. Vandergriff, I know. I think we'll get another year of
I'm
Vandergriff.
not good with those with kind of deciding if they're
Classes
good
are a lot
or
harder to follow
terrible.
in football, too, man. Like
Yep.
way harder. And basketball's weird now too, because now you got all the seniors on the team, and it's like, wait, who's a graduate? Who's actually got maybe a
Yeah,
COVID
he's a
year?
grad transfer.
Okay, so we
Spent
won't.
two seasons at Ohio State and two at Arizona State.
All right, we won't have him then. We won't have him another year. Vandegrift, I would think we probably do.
Yeah.
Be my assumption. But as far as defensive player of the year, I'm gonna go the easy route and take Deion Walker.
Oh, me too. There's no question.
He's
There's
gonna
no
be a
question.
that man's gonna be a
He
top
is.
pick in the NFL draft. I mean,
My gosh, yes. He's going to be on all the All-American lists. Go ahead and book it.
oh
I mean,
yeah,
it's obvious.
he'll be
But
all SEC first team.
a guy that people don't really talk to about, I know, is Pop Dennis Johnson from Ohio State.
I'm very excited to watch him play. Or is he from Ohio State or Georgia?
Oh, sorry, Georgia.
No, you're
I'm
good.
thinking, yeah, I was still
Are
on
you?
Pitt, my bad.
We got so many transfers, dude. I can't even remember where they're from.
Got, yeah. But yeah, I mean, he was an All-American on a Georgia defense that won the national title in 22, I believe.
Right.
That was unbelievable. And he was a major player on the defense. So, I mean, like, why not get excited for that?
That's yeah, I agree. I think Maxwell Harrison gonna have another good year. He was good last year. I think he'll have another one this year. I'm interested to see the defense. How much did they change? How much?
That defense is insane.
It's
Like,
nuts.
talk about top to bottom. Defensive line, you got depth down two, three deep in the chart.
I'm just interested in play style because we kind of played a little too much drop back coverage last year. Like literally look at the last drives against Clemson in the bowl game. We played prevent the entire time. It was not a very good idea. I mean, it wasn't great. Probably cost us the game. I wonder how much of that changed.
I'm not so much concerned with the defense as I am
I'm
kind
way
of
more concerned with the offense.
the unknown of the offense kind of has me kind of wondering.
Yeah, because there's just
New.
so much new
A
stuff.
lot
And
of, a lot of.
are we gonna run the ball? We're gonna air it out. Are we actually gonna play up tempo? We need to play up
I know
tempo.
Hamden's talked about, making explosive plays a priority. But the thing about it is, there's a difference between doing it and talking about it.
Oh yeah,
So,
Liam Cohen
but I
loved
mean,
throwing it deep on second down.
we learned that. I mean, we thought, I mean, Liam, we thought was a wizard. And then, you know what kind of happened with him?
Oh yeah.
And then the Rich Pingarello experience. So, we kind of have a trust issue now with our
Scangarello, dude, don't even
coaches.
get me started. One of the worst things I've ever seen. That was literal coaching malpractice, is what that was.
It was awful.
Cohen was
But
almost that way last year. It wasn't very good last year with him either.
the thing about this year is you got a new quarterback and offensive coordinator, two of the most important pieces of an offense, and it's new. And you got
Yeah.
a transfer running back, a transfer wide receiver.
Yeah,
But you
hasn't.
get, but I mean, you got an experienced whole line.
I think the O-line's gonna be a lot better, especially with Eric Wolford back now. I think we're gonna be looking okay there. I know he left here on weird terms, and all of a sudden, suddenly one day we saw, oh hey, look, he's the O-line coach now, and Zach Yenser's been canned, and it's like, wait, what? That was insane. But really, that's about it. I mean, in the words of Bob Seger, we're turning the page here a little bit. So as far as what we're gonna do with this podcast, once a week probably. I'm sure we'll record mostly on Thursdays. It looks like it's gonna be we're gonna have fun with it. We're gonna just sit here and chat about sports, or rifle pretty much exclusively, then a little bit of bowling in there. No, but it's exciting. I'm excited for this. We get the opportunity to talk about a
Exciting.
completely new era in Kentucky athletics.
Football's back. Got the Mark Pope era starting here in a few months. So it's fun.
And we'll see. Maybe we'll get some people on. Maybe we'll get some players. Get some like some former players, not current players. We're probably not going to be able to pull any current players. But
That's kind of
hey,
some
Jay, am I?
NIL. Got
Yeah.
some. I'm more worried about the NIL part of it. They'll probably want a nice chunk of money.
Yeah, sorry, we don't have a budget. We're broke. We're doing this on Zoom, guys. Like, lay off. But sure we'll get some other riders, something like that. We're looking forward to it though. So please follow us along for this journey. Promise we'll stick around.
Was fun.
This is gonna be a good time, man. We'll see you next week after hopefully a 28-point beatdown on Southern Miss. Hopefully you'll hear a happy Nolan instead of one that's very annoyed with his gambling. All right, you got anything else to add?
Actually, you mentioned gambling. You want to go through some spreads?
Oh, wait, we completely forgot about that. Let's go through
Yeah,
game
you
by
want to go
game
through
here,
some
guys.
spreads?
Let's just go through. Okay, this is not UK related. We've already talked UK a
Yeah,
little bit.
this is a little extra. Those that
Yeah,
want to stay.
you're welcome,
Those that
guys.
want
You're
to
so welcome. So,
stay.
right here we've got. Okay, there are games going on right now, so let's just look at the ones for Saturday. Let's look at some big ones on Saturday and see what we got. Come on, load up for me. All right, there we go. So, first one I'll do is, yeah, this should be a really funny one. Illinois State at number 25, Iowa State. The spread is Iowa by 20, or Illinois State at Iowa, sorry. Iowa by 22 and a half. The over under for this game is 40 and a half.
40 and a half.
I'm
Give
taking the
me the
under
under.
all day,
Give
dude.
me the under.
I'm taking the under right now.
Give me the under.
Watch me, dude. Watch me. I'm
Thanks.
taking it right now. Let's add a bet, and we're
This
done.
is if you want to do a plug, maybe we you can tell us what you use to bet.
Oh, well, they'll have to pay me first.
Ah, good point.
I don't do ads for free, guys. All right, so this one I'm really looking forward to. This will be a good game. Number 19, Miami at Florida. Miami minus 2.5. I'm gonna take Miami to cover the spread there. I don't think Florida's any count this year.
It's actually is it only 2.5?
Yeah, only 2.5 at Florida though. In Gainesville,
At
so
Florida. Is it
yeah,
an afternoon game?
it's at 3:30.
I'll take Miami.
Yeah, I think Miami's winning that one. I think they're going to actually be a solid team this year. Let's do this one. The first game of the Kalen DeBoer era, Western Kentucky at Alabama. Alabama ranked 5th. Alabama favored minus 31 and a half. I'll take Alabama to cover that all day. All day. The offense, I don't think anyone understands how good their offense is probably getting ready to be with DeBoer.
Yeah, I'll take them to cover, although I do have a soft spot for Western Kentucky.
Yeah, we are from there, but like, you know,
Yeah,
what
I'll
can
take
you do?
Bama to cover. I
I'll take
mean, it's the
Alabama to
first
cover.
in that game, first game, new era, cover.
All right, let's do this last one, game of the week, SEC on ABC, first ever. Number 7, Notre Dame at number 20, Texas A&M. Texas A&M favored -3. I'm going to take Notre Dame to cover that one. I don't think A&M's winning that game. I'm taking Notre Dame +3.
I'll take Notre Dame. I'll take Notre Dame. That's an intriguing one, though. That
I
might be
think,
one I might stay away from, but
yeah. Also, let's see, where's Penn State, West Virginia? That's going to be a good one, too. I'll take Penn State to cover the spread, though, whatever that spread is, because I don't think West Virginia is going to be great this
Penn
year.
State, West Virginia. Let me find it. Penn State is a -8 point favorite,
Oh, no,
and
I'm not taking that.
the total is 51.5.
I thought it'd be a lot lower than that. I'm going to take +8 West Virginia on that one, dude. All right, so.
I actually go Penn State on that one. I actually like that.
All right.
I don't think West Virginia is as good as they've been the last few years. At least they're, I mean, it is also like a mini game, I think.
They took a
Yeah.
step up last year with Neil Brown, so I think they're ready. I think new day in the Big 12 too. Big 12 is wide open now, so I'm very interested to see what happens there. But looks like we're about out of time, so
That was really fun.
it was
Maybe
very
we can
fun.
turn it into. I like to do a betting spread, so.
We're gonna do that. We're gonna do that at least for our last segment. You know what? Let's just call it right here live. It will be fun every week, by the way, guys. You should follow us along the entire time. I'm Nolan. He's Wyatt. This is Breaking Blue. So, again, stick around, subscribe, whatever you subscribe on, Apple, Spotify, whatever. We're on it all. So, we'll see you guys soon.